Welcome to the Eat and Elevate podcast. With I'm your host from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, educate and motivate so you succeed. In spirit, soul, and body that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings. And we post it weekly to meet your needs. Welcome, family. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the power of your agreement. As you know, we are in an election year, right? Some would say a very pivotal, highly critical election year. And so, unfortunately, too many of us only show up to vote when it's the presidential election, right? But we actually have elections every 2 years, right? So, but did you know that it's the local municipalities, not the presidential election, but the local municipalities, county and state elections that greatly impact our everyday lives? It's the local and state officials. Those are the ones who determine what we pay in local and state property tax, what we pay in sales tax, what we pay in income tax, like the local and state income tax, the taxes on your electric bill, the taxes on your cell phone bill, your water bill, anything that you're paying a tax on is decided by these state, local, county, municipality elected officials. And while we're here, let's also talk about that sneaky tax they done threw in. In most places, I think all over the nation, because of this whole clean, green, reducing carbon kind of thing that they got going on, this green, clean New Deal and stuff like that, wherein they've implemented like this little sneaky tax when you go to the supermarket that you now got to pay for a bag. Now, before we were using plastic bags, never had to pay nothing, right? If it's really about clean gas, why wasn't we paying for it with the plastic bag? But now the paper bag is supposed to be better, but they're making us pay for that. Again, it's a tax. They just giving you a paper bag so you don't think mentally, you're not thinking that it is a tax, but it's a tax. And then I know where I live, it's you're paying 10 cents per bag, right? And if you notice, the bags are small. They're not big bags. They're much smaller bags. They're thin bags, so they break easily. So you can't put a lot in them. So you have to buy multiple bags. So it's a tax, right? And so that thing really bothers me, because they're constantly sneaking in these little taxes. But back to what I was saying about the elections, right? So now, did you know that there are roughly about 165 elections going on? And I know yesterday we had Super Tuesday in a lot of states, but there are about, there are roughly 13 governor elections. There are 45 House seat elections. There are 21 Senate seat elections. And then there will be elections. Elections will be held for 85 state legislative chambers in 44 states. Again, a lot of elections going on, which the one that is far more important are these elections, this 165 elections, than even the presidential election. And I know, they've gotten us all divided upon against parties and Republican versus Democrat, Trump versus Biden. They got us all divided along all of that stuff. But really, what we should be focusing on is not the personalities, but rather the policies of these folks. And so they tend to, we tend to say in human resources language that past performance can predict future success and that, and future outcomes. So we should be looking at what they did in the past to determine how they may act in the future, right? So, but a lot of times, many of us are not even participating in these state and local elections, or we take the lazy approach in that we will go into, when it's time for us to vote for the president, right, for the presidential election, we'll just vote according to party lines. We'll just go straight down without doing any kind of research, without looking into anyone's background, to not hearing what these people have said, to not looking at what they have did, to not looking at how they manage or appropriate the money you and I give them. We haven't done any of that. And yet these decisions are going to impact our lives greatly, our everyday life. You know, what you have, you know, after all of the taxes that they've taken are paid, what you have left over to buy, you know, food, to provide food and shelter for you and your family, to provide for, you know, activities for your kids, to provide you a standard of living, because you've been working all year for it. I mean, you should be have money available to enjoy some of it. I mean, but there's nothing there. And instead, they want to get you hyped up and hooked on handouts, which I discussed that in a previous episode. So you got to check that one out. But so now back to what we were saying about the power of your agreement. So now you may think, well, it's just a vote, you know, and it doesn't really matter. Oh, it's just the presidential elections. And, you know, it doesn't really matter because, it's whatever, you know? And so then you do no research. Like I said, you go and look into nothing. Look and see what's happening. And so then what you're in essence doing is aligning yourself with these people. And so while you thinking it's a mindless gesture of just voting for whomever, the Bible is clear. It says that, you know, we are going to stand before God. In fact, this is what it says specifically in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." So whereas you thinking it's a mindless decision, you're going to stand before God and give an account of that decision. So it's really important about who you align yourself with. And so in some instances, we have been going the lazy route, the mindless route of aligning ourselves with politicians who proudly support aborting babies in and just outside of the womb. Did you know that there are states allowing for the killing of babies even after they are born? There's six states in particular, including and also the District of Columbia. Those six states are Alaska, Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon, New Jersey, and Vermont, plus the District of Columbia. And, you know, and the District of Columbia is like the Wild Wild West. You can do everything in D.C., right? But they are allowing, these states will allow you to kill a baby even after. There's no limits. It's not like, you know, based on gestational weeks and things of that nature. At any point in time, the doctor can make a decision. The abortion provider can make a decision whether to kill that baby even after it's born. So I've had a friend of mine who shared that the doctors had told her that her baby was going to be born with Down syndrome. And was trying to peer pressure her and kind of force her into having an abortion because the baby was having Down syndrome. Now, what I've learned about individuals that have Down syndrome, like if you notice, they are always smiling, right? They have. So what I've heard, and, you know, whereas the world will see a negative, God always sees the positive, right? So with kids who have Down syndrome, they have the one chromosome that causes them to smile all the time, no matter what. They are always happy, always smiling. It's like a gift that the Lord has given them in light of, you know, something happening with their chromosomes, but they actually got a better one and that they smile all the time. They're happy all the time. Right. And so these doctors are trying to kill that. Does our world not need more happiness? Does our world not need more people smiling at one another? Smiles are contagious. Right. But they want to kill off those kids. You know, it's just crazy. It's really, really sick. So let's deal with this whole notion of abortion being healthcare. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Abortion is murder, you know, and it's killing that innocent child. In the Bible, again, going back to the word in Proverbs chapter 6, it details seven things that God hates. Well, one of them, you know, it's like a lion tongue, a witness, someone bearing false witness, or another, meaning another liar, a liar. So two times you see liar, a proud look. But then one of the things that God hates is the shedding of innocent blood. That baby is innocent. That baby didn't do anything. That baby was not responsible for the activities leading up to it being conceived, nor is it responsible for those parties who were involved in the act. So the baby of everyone involved is taking the biggest hit and being killed, but it did nothing wrong. It is not responsible for anything. It was innocent. It's completely innocent in the matter. And yet we're trying to kill it. So God says he hates that. You know, that fetus, that baby, that life growing in the womb is innocent. Whether you want to own up to that or not, that baby did nothing wrong. And yet we are killing it. We are, you know, and so, and when you talk to a lot of people, because I know people will say, well, what if, you know, what if the woman was raped? You know, so my whole thing is, yeah, I believe that man who raped her ought to pay for his. I have never seen legislation or anybody putting forth legislation. Let's kill the person who raped her. How about that? Let's not kill the baby. Let's kill the party that is involved. Let's make them pay. And I'm not, you know, I'm trying to make a point here. I am not promoting the killing of anyone, because God gives life. It's to God to take life. But what I'm saying is, we've never heard anybody put forth legislation on holding the accountable parties accountable. But instead, we want to take it out on an innocent life. That's the point that I'm trying to make here. So again, when you go ahead into that ballot box and go on election day, and you just blindly check off a box for this person and everything that they said they done did, done spent millions of dollars on commercials to talk about the fact that they for abortion, they for killing babies in and just outside of the womb. I mean, if they could have it their way. Now, the states that are not allowing that, it's not that they don't want to allow it. They want to allow it. They know that that would, you know, it's like a slippery slope. Like they're going to ease it in versus instead of doing it on an avalanche way where they just jump to saying, we're going to kill all baby, you know, we're going to kill any baby that's born. If the woman don't want to have a baby, even after she goes through labor and delivery, we still going to kill it. So, which lets you know, it's not even about, you know, what they're saying, that's not really healthcare. Right. And so, but that's what they want to call it. And so, going back to the point of aligning yourself with these individuals with your vote, with the power of your agreement, by you voting for the policies that they are for. Another way we sometimes can, you know, are aligning ourselves, we're aligning ourselves with those individuals who are for the mutilating and changing of genders of young kids whose body and brain hasn't even finished developing. So when kids are young, like the little boys, they want to be a superhero. They want to be Spider-Man. They want to be the Hulk, you know? So, they don't even know who they are at that point, right? Like they're not fully, their brain, they think they can be a superhero. They can think if they jump off the top bunk, they gonna fly. You know, their brain is not fully formed. It's a parent's duty to say, hey, baby, you're not, I know you want to be a superhero, but you're not a superhero. Right. And so, so we have these people in political office that many of us have put them there, who are for the mutilating and changing of genders of young kids. These are the same people who will allow grown, hairy men in women's bathrooms and in women's dorms and in women's sports. And it's all chuckles and giggles until something happens, and until it happens in your family. It's ha ha he he. We don't really care until it's happening to us. Well, this whole kind of thing is happening everywhere now. You know, and I remember when Obama, when he was in office, had passed that bathroom bill of allowing, you know, and it happened in D.C. I saw it most prominently in D.C., where in the bathroom, I went to a restaurant And it was like, you know, everybody stood in line to go into one bathroom. It wasn't no man, you know, room and a woman's room. We all, you know, are standing there to go into one bathroom, right? And so fortunately, when I was in there, right, it was all women and all women that looked like women. It wasn't any, like, you know, shims up in there, like, you know, them hims that look like shims and she's that look like he's. It was women that look like women in the bathroom. But the way the bathroom was made, they had this door wherein the door, you know how when you go into a stall, you can still see underneath the bottom to see feet, right? And the door isn't all the way, it's not flush to the ceiling, and it's not flush to the floor. But at this particular restaurant, the door was flush to the ceiling and flush to the floor. So it's like, you, if there was a man in there and he wanted to grab a little girl and he wanted to grab a woman, pull her into that bathroom stall, close the door, he could do anything he wanted to her, and who would hear it? Who would see it? Because you couldn't see how many feet were in there or anything. So it's, I mean, this whole men and women's bath, this whole transgender, all of this kind of stuff and doing it to our kids is completely over the top, completely, completely over the top. And so another way in which many of us have been aligning ourselves is, you know, we are aligning ourselves with these politicians who gave U.S. taxpaying citizens in Hawaii a one-time payment of $700. Per household, who lost everything. Yet they're giving illegal non-US citizens $10,000 a month in New York, $10,000 a month for a year. So that's equating to $120,000 tax-free. They ain't paying no taxes on it because they're not citizens, right? So they're not paying no taxes on it, just for walking illegally across the border. And so, like, this is crazy. This is crazy talk. And so, you know, as the kids would say, make it make sense. Well, you know what? I'm going to make it make sense right here. I mean, so did you know that back prior to COVID, I recall watching a TED Talks, and many people are aware of this, but many don't, aren't aware. So prior to COVID, so this was, I saw it on YouTube, but I believe this TED Talk was done like in 2000 and gosh, I think it was like somewhere around 2015, 16, somewhere in that time frame. But it was, so it was prior to COVID, but I saw it during COVID, right? And so Bill Gates did a TED Talk, and in it, he said, and I quote, "The current world population is around 6.8 billion people, and it could go up to somewhere around 9 billion. Now, currently, this morning, I just looked at the world population. We're at 8 billion and growing, right? And so what this dude has said was, and going back to what he said, right? So I quote, he said, "Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, reproductive health services and healthcare, we can lower the population by 10 to 12%. So right now we have 8 billion people. This dude wants to lower it by he wants to do away with 800 million people. No, I'm sorry. He wants to reduce the population to 800 million people. So he wants to get rid of upwards of 7 billion people. And this dude is, if I'm not mistaken, I think he ranks within the top 10 richest people in the world, right? So this is why we see Bill Gates, you know, who was supposedly a computer guy, right? He was the Microsoft guy. He's the guy supposed to be tinkering with computers, with Windows, and making it easier for us to, you know, do type up letters, right? And do spreadsheets. This dude is talking on a world's platform about reducing the population down to 8. I mean, if we use today's numbers, he wants the population to go from 8 billion to only 800 million. Is that not crazy? And he said, if we get vaccines right, you know, quote, hey, I hope that's clicking in your head. If we get vaccines right, because we've had a lot of people to suddenly die after taking a vaccine. If we get vaccines right, if we get reproductive health, which reproductive health, you know, is this whole mutilating of genders, right? If we get healthcare services, because remember, they call abortion, they got everybody out here talking abortion is healthcare. And that's a lie. Again, a lie from the pit of hell. It is not healthcare. It is murder. And let's call it what it is. Let's stop talking in these ambiguous terms. It's murder. A life is being taken. There's no denying that, right? And we know it's murder when they're willing, when you got these 6 states plus DC willing to kill a baby after it's been born. So it's not about healthcare. It's not about women. Because, and then even if we say, you know, going back to that, like women who say they've been raped, and I've already discussed that, we're not holding no adults accountable. We're killing babies. So, but it feeds into what Bill Gates, his whole thesis. They're trying to reduce the population. And so then if they're talking about reproductive health with these kids and changing their genders, right? So then now you have this, this neutered cyborg, right? Because then you got some, you got, you know, others over here trying to put chips in brains. And then you got these people trying to mutilate and neuter little kids so that boys are not boys. And then they got to take all these hormone shots and to turn them into something else. So then now they become this like neutered cyborg. So this neutered science experiment, really. And so now what does the Bible say? In the beginning, God said, let us create man in our image. And then they're going to take dominion. They're going to have dominion on the earth, right? They're going to take dominion on the earth. They're going to be the visible hand of an invisible God, because they're created in the image of God. But now, if you got all of these neuter cyborgs, you no longer have the image of God. So if you no longer have the image of, if you are no longer the image of God, you ain't going to reap the benefits of being the image of God. You no longer have authority in the earth. And that's what the enemy, the devil, is always trying to do. He knows his time is coming to a close. He knows his time is short, and he knows his ultimate destination. He knows what heaven looks like. That's why he's trying to keep you from it. You and I have never been to heaven. Well, some, you know, I've never been to heaven, so I don't know what heaven looks like. You and I don't know what heaven looks like, but he does. We have, you know, so he knows how wonderful, beautiful, and amazing. And those are even shallow terms to use for what heaven is, right? Because that's where God dwells. So we know it's an amazing, dynamic, extraordinary place. And but the devil knows that his ultimate destination is hell, the pit, the abyss, the lake of fire. And so he wants to take as many of God's image bearers with him. So that's why he's operating. You got that spirit of that demonic spirit operating in a Bill Gates, who is, like I said, one of, if he's not the top, within the top five, he's definitely within the top 10 wealthiest individuals in the world. And can work with all kinds of organizations and all kinds of groups, and can have his tentacles in all kinds of places to bring about his plan of eliminating the entire massive amounts of the population. So we have to do our research. We have to begin to stop taking the lazy approach, and we got to look into what these people are saying. And, you know, there are many ways to do that. I mean, we got all of this technology at our hands. All you got to do is go on, you know, look at YouTube, or look at Rumble, or look at the videos that these people have put out there. Go to their websites. And then there's this site, like, for anybody who's running for public office. It's called ballotpedia.org. So B-A-L-L-O-T, like the word ballot, and then the word pedia, P-E-D-I-A.org. And you can find out some of the things. I mean, now some of these people are very, very transparent and candid about what they believe. They want you to know that they for certain things. And so you got to look at it and see. And I don't care whether they Democrat, Republican, or independent. There are certain times when I voted wherein I was with this one particular candidate who happened to be a Republican, but I was not with another candidate on that same ticket who was a Republican. So I voted a different way. And in some instances, there was no other choice. So I didn't vote at all. I didn't vote on that particular issue. And then if I have not had an opportunity to really, really, because what happens is they mail you these sample ballots, right, of what all of the stuff that's going to be on the ticket, right? And so usually it's going to be names of people. So it gives you an opportunity to do that. But right now you can just go and pull up and put your state or your county or your city or whatever and see who's running. You know, and then don't go according to all of the ads you see on television. Don't go according to all of the signs you see, the bandit signs you see on the ground, you know, sticking out of the ground of who is putting the most information out there and say, well, I saw their name and so I'm gonna vote for them. No, that just means they got more money. That just means they got, and sometimes it's the candidate that you don't see that is probably got the right values and got the right belief system that aligns with your belief system. But they just didn't have a lot of people. They decided not to go the route of taking big donor money who wanted to corrupt their character, right? And wanted to corrupt their platform and their policies. They didn't do that. So they may not have all of the money to, they don't have the monies to be able to get in front of you on TV and do ads and all of that sort of thing. Or they may not even have enough money to do it until like maybe the last 2 weeks before the election. And now their opponent, who may not be the greatest person, had all of this time to constantly keep drilling a message into your head. And so the media, the television, and that's why they call it programming, television programming, because it's programming a narrative into your head. So I want you to be an independent thinker. I want you to critically think and go do your own research. Don't just go off of what they tell you and what they say, you know. And so but you can go to Ballotpedia and find out about what all of these different politicians and elected officials, what they, you know, what their platforms are, what they are standing on. And if it doesn't agree or it doesn't align with your belief system, because again, I share with you the passage of scripture found in 2 Corinthians 5, that we're going to stand before God and give an account of everything we've done. But then there's also another passage that says that's in Ephesians 5, and it says we should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of these things which are done by them in secret. Therefore, the Lord says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. And then there's another passage that says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So your power and your power of agreement, because they have to first get you to willingly and of your own free will and volition agree with what they're doing, and then they can enact it into law. But then you're going to stand before God and give an account for it. And it ain't going to be, well, that politician, you ain't gonna be able to say when you stand before God, oh, well, that politician tricked me. It ain't none of that. No, you made a decision. And whether it was a blind decision, whether it was a mindless decision, whether it was a lazy decision, you still going to stand before God and give an account for that decision. So family, I just wanted to share that with you. And so in closing, I'm asking you this question. Now, will you be a responsible citizen and do some research ahead of time and determine who is running in your county, city, state, all of that? What their positions are on the issues that you hold dear, near and dear to your heart, and cast an informed ballot. That's my question to you today. So I thank you, family, for sitting here and talking to me and listening with me. And I pray that it blesses you and that you will critically think about these things ahead of you. So as I'm closing, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless. Until
Until next time, thank you for hanging out and listening to the Eat and Elevate with Wanda podcast.